The morning ceremony in Woogalora will be involve a couple of different traditional dancers, as in ES, with a number of Aboriginal dancers, with an R. And the content, there will be a spirit dance, a flag dance, which will coincide with the flag raising, but also a contemporary piece which will be a net fishing dance. And that's put together through the local language, and also involving Janawi Dance Clan, who are a mix of local Aboriginal dancers and also New South Wales groups, and two young girls with Sydney Aboriginal heritage and North East Arnhem Land heritage. So the net dance in particular is paying respects to the fisherwomen of Sydney Harbour, and in particular Barangaroo, who was an awesome fisherwoman.
What will the afternoon ceremonies be involving?
So that ceremony will be involving the sunset dreaming, and it will be primarily revolving around a sunset ceremony, but revolving around Japana, which is a song made famous and written by Yothu Yindi, and it's in Yolnu Mata, and it will the core of that song, even though it's a fairly well-known rock song, the core of that song is the traditional song line, and that will be sung by our guest artist, Jakapura Manyaran.
Okay, cool. And one of the big highlights of the morning festival, a lot of people talking about, is Jessica Malboy on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge doing the national anthem. How did that idea come about?
It has been sung before by a few different Aboriginal singers, but it's been sung in different New South Wales languages. And Jess knows can sing the anthem in a few different languages, but the local Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council specifically wanted that song in the local Sydney language. So it's, you know, she, to her credit, she has actually learnt that song in about 2 weeks. I think she's had to put it down, so she'll be singing the song in the local Sydney Aboriginal language and then singing it in English.
A lot of these ceremonies will be involving people from different generations, from young and old. How important was it to make sure all generations were represented?
Very important, because it's a way for us to keep our culture alive, keep it thriving, and to reconnect our young people with, you know, what is the world's oldest living culture.
You said earlier in the release that January 26th has a complex meaning for our First Nations people. What did you mean by that?
Exactly that. Doesn't help, does it, Margaret? Well, as you probably remember from high school, so January 26th, 1788, is the date that Arthur Phillip put the flag in the ground and said, this is the new colony of New South Wales, and, you know, what has become the new nation of Australia. So prior to that, we had many different Aboriginal nations that call this beautiful place home for thousands of years. And so it has, you know, all the implications of that date insofar as what it means to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and then also what that means for new Australians and for people from many different backgrounds who now call Australia home, but also what that means as an identity as a people, but also in maintaining our own individual cultures within the broader context of Australian culture.
Do you think that ceremonies like the two being held at such an iconic location might help?
Oh, look, I certainly hope so. I think it you know, our primary aim, I suppose, of involving as many Aboriginal people as we can is that we show to the broader community that we are still here, we're still relevant, and we're representing a culture that's been around for a very, very long time.
Barangaroo Delivery Authority has put in a lot of effort into these ceremonies. I was wondering if for later events in the year like NAIDOC or Sorry Day, that similar ceremonies might be considered in such a beautiful location?
Interestingly enough, we are already in talks for quite a few events for NAIDOC Week. But we don't want to overlap with events that are already happening, so we'll be just doing one big day here and then, you know, trying to coordinate with other groups around Sydney who are doing events throughout the week. So, yeah, we'll definitely be doing, you know, given our namesake and the Barangaroo Headland and Barangaroo Delivery Authority and Barangaroo the Woman. We are having a strong focus on Aboriginal culture. Our visitor services guides are all Aboriginal staff, so we are really pushing with our education and our tourism programs in that respect, that we have a very strong core base around Aboriginal culture and heritage.